Some last words. I want to close with a prayer. Before reading or listening, I want you to find a place where you could follow it undisturbed. Find a quiet place, make yourself comfortable, and prepare yourself for a living response with God, speaking and listening, thinking and receiving. Be relaxed, expecting and alert. To eliminate the clutter in your head and the tension in your body, start with progressive muscle relaxation. Start slowly by tensing the muscles in your toes. Hold it for about 5 seconds and then relax them for about 30 seconds. Move now up to your calves, then your thighs, then abdominal muscles, chest, fingers and arms, shoulder, neck, and then face muscles. 5 seconds tensing and 30 seconds relaxing them. Follow up with a breathing exercise. If you are sitting, sit back on the chair and sit up straight and drop your shoulders. If you're standing, don't rest your body weight on something in front of you, such as the back chair or podium. Stand up straight and let your arms hang loose on your sides with your shoulders slightly back. Breathe in through your nose for a count of 2. Hold it for 1 count. Exhale it through your mouth for a count of 4. Tighten your belly muscles to expel the last of the air from your lungs, and in so doing, drop your shoulders. Keep up with the breathing for a while and then stop counting. You should be more relaxed and alert now. Now I want you to close your eyes and start to experience God in maybe a new way. O Lord my God, teach my heart this day where and how to find you. You have made me and remade me, and you have bestowed on me all the good things I possess, and still I do not know you. I have not done that for which I was made. Teach me to seek you, for I cannot seek you unless you teach me, or find you unless you show yourself to me. Let me seek you in my desire. Let me desire you in my seeking. Let me find you by loving you. Let me love you when I find you. With this prayer, Saint Anselm echoed Paul, where he said in Ephesians 1, verse 17, I keep asking that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation, so that you may know him better. Remember that the Spirit dwells in you, and that he is the one that is guiding you to a deeper relationship with God. When you pray or listen to him, you will feel the excitement in your heart, feel the warm feeling in your chest, the yearning and expectation of a life changing. This feeling will become more and more tangible, and you will be able to enter into God's presence instantaneously when you wish for it. The prayer by St. Teresa of Avila makes it clear that God is nearer than anything else. Lord, you are closer to me than my own breathing, nearer than my hands and feet. While you are praying, while you're still praying to God, seeking to know him better, imagine that he's nearer to you than your own hands and feet, nearer than your own breathing. He is in you, around you, under you, over you. Experience him, almighty, loving, magnificent. Feel your great need to know him better and to experience his unfailing love and grace. Feel your need to express your inability to have a relationship with him unless he helps you. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on me, a sinner. Amen.